The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. And today I have a lovely guest that I met through podcasting. Today, Heather Danielle is going to be with us. She is a certified psychic medium. She provides readings, online courses, and mentoring sessions so that you can comfortably open up to your psychic gifts and develop your intuitive abilities, which we all have, but might not be aware of. Heather also hosts the Spiritual As Fuck podcast, the Spiritual AF podcast, when you look that up on iTunes or wherever podcasts are. And I was her guest and really felt a resonance with her because Heather offers these really insightful conversations relating to practical spirituality and how you can incorporate principles of spirituality, intuitive guidance, really using that into your life. And Heather, I'm going to bring you in the stream. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It kind of had a little bit of a flashback of our talk. It's always so amazing to talk with you.
It is. And you know, that I wanted to have you on because I think more and more people are wanting to know about the psychic realm, the intuitive realm, and you have cultivated your abilities to connect with spirit and bring forward those messages. And I'd love for you to share with our audience how you were aware of that connection being so strong and what you think is important for people to know about the spirit realm and its role in our lives today.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. I felt as soon as I opened up to my gifts, which wasn't until my 30s, you know, I never knew anything about the psychic realm or mediumship or anything like that. I felt like this need to share it with others, being like, oh my gosh, no, everybody has this. And this is a part that's innate of every single person. And I always like to tell people, it's just like any kind of skill. Some people are naturally skilled in some area. Some are amazing singers and some are amazing artists. And some people are just naturally gifted with the ability to, you know, have psychic premonitions or talk with the other side, but it can also be learned. And that's what I did. And kind of answering that second part of your question is like the most important thing I think is everybody is so scared of the spiritual realm. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I do. I think there's a lot of misplaced fear and confusion about this topic.
There really is. And I look at media, the movies that come out, the shows, you know, all these things. And it's like, no, it's a part of you. And then once you start going down that road and you're opening up just to see wherever it may lead, just taking those steps, whether it's listening to podcasts that are like this, or maybe even getting your own reading. And then all of a sudden, it's just going to unravel this road and you're going to learn so much about yourself. And then you're going to become more whole. When I opened up to my gifts, I ended up becoming more healthier. I became like my stress just decreased so much. My anxiety decreased. And it was like I was a whole new person. I literally transformed. I actually had a nervous breakdown. Like my whole body gave out everything. And then I had to start from the bottom up and reinvent myself. And I ended up coming out the other side as a psychic medium.
Did you, that's reminding me of, I know you wrote a book called From Anxiety to Angels. Is this around that time in your life and what you learned?
I actually wrote it a few years later, but that's exactly what that book is. It's the steps that I took to go from having all this kinds of anxiety to connecting with my angels, because what I didn't realize, and I feel like this is a lot of people that are listening right now, this is what's happening to them, is that they are psychic. They are very intuitive. They do have these little inklings of knowing that something is good or something isn't good. But the thing is that so often in our lives, we listen to other people because we're told like, oh, you don't know any better. Oh no. Or you feel like you messed up and then you don't trust yourself anymore. We're just so conditioned, you know, with a lot of us to believe in other people before ourselves, to put more stake in what they say than what we say. But then once you start diving into that, you're like, oh my gosh, if I start trusting myself, this is the key to my intuition and to almost like happiness and freedom. And so in that book, I do align like the steps that I took to literally go from to talking with the angels.
What are some of those steps that you took?
The very first thing is, because I love, wait, before I say the first thing, I just have to say, like, I love your podcast because it's all things therapy, but it has like this spiritual twist. And it's like all of us, even doctors and medical empaths, like all these things, all these people come on your podcast and they share their stories. And it's like, it's so amazing because the two are totally intertwined. And so for me, it's like, I feel like a lot of the world right now are empaths. And I feel that a lot of them, including myself, have been dealt a tough hand in life. And we have had so many challenges and so much craziness. And I feel like that's because we each have a light inside of us. And God isn't going to put us with other light people. They're going to put us in where the darkness is, because we're going to be able to shine our light in those darkest areas. And so with that being said, empaths are people who are sensitive. We're sensitive to energy, and energy is all around us. It's in trees. It's everywhere. That's scientifically based, but some of us are more in tune with it. And we call those people empaths, and we have the ability to absorb it. And if you are someone who likes to help out other people or feel like a people pleaser, or you feel like you just want to be useful, then guess what? You are subconsciously going to absorb those energies and not even know it. So the very first step in the book, and it's the very first step that you can do now, is shielding. And I like shielding a lot because what it does is you just imagine in your mind a shield going around your energy field. Now you can make it different colors. You can play around with it. I pretend that I am Glinda from, you know, the Wizard of Oz, and I'm stepping into a bubble. And I love this because what happens is once you have that shield, you can say, I only allow, you know, 100% love and light to come into my space, but you also get to feel what it's like just to be you inside of your energy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense.
And then you're like, wait, this is me. This is how I feel. And so then when you're around other people who maybe are aggravated, they're angry, they're sad, or maybe they're joyful, whatever the emotions are, then you will understand that that's coming from them. That's not coming from you. Like, that's not how you feel. That's them.
And so it helps us differentiate what's ours and what someone else's. And I think sometimes it feels the same, like really enmeshed together.
Yes. And the perfect example was recently I was riding with my husband and we were going up north, and he had a really bad headache, but he still wanted to drive. And so we're stuck on this little 2-lane road and we cannot get around any of the traffic. It's just horrible. And the person we're following took like an extra long time. And I remember I was getting so angry and I was like, oh my God, why did we take this? Why did we follow this guy? This is stupid. Like, I kept on saying that for like a half hour or so. And then finally I stopped myself and I was like, why am I saying this? Like, I have my son at the back seat. I have my husband in front of me right here. I was like, why am I saying this? I don't feel this way. I'm perfectly content. You know, I'm living the dream. I'm happy. And then I looked over. I was like, oh my gosh, my husband was thinking that, he was feeling that, but because he didn't have a headache, he wasn't able to express that. So it was in his energy and it was growing and growing and growing. And with me in the car, I just started taking it on as my own. Even if you practice really good boundaries and everything, which is the key to all of this, sometimes you might fall victim of going ahead and absorbing other people's energies and taking them on as your own without even realizing it, just like I did.
Right. And what do we do when we're aware, as you were so aware, that you picked up on that energy? How can we kind of disassociate from it and release it from ourselves?
Oh, well, I really love that whole shielding part. So I will put myself in a bubble. I'll put my husband in a bubble.
Okay.
When I am on the phone with somebody or even texting them, if I have really bad social media feed that day, I will put my phone in a box, like in a little energy shielding box. And none of that energy can come. I set that intention. None of that energy can come inside of me. That's like literally where I live my dream. If you are more self-aware, then throughout your days, you're going to be able to notice the difference, the more you pay attention. They're like, okay, that's not mine, that's theirs. And you won't have to shield as much. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you're going to have the weaknesses where you're going to have to shield. But I shield my TV for bad movies or scary movies. Like I do all that. I put it in plexiglass and I just keep on adding layers to it if I can still feel the energy coming through.
Yeah. And do you speak it out loud? Do you think it in your mind or some of both?
Okay. Number one, I always just do it inside of my head, but there have been times where I didn't even notice I was about to absorb someone's energy, and subconsciously I've yelled out loud, shield.
Shield. Yeah. That's a word I was just thinking. Shield.
Yes. And that's actually in my book. I was walking out of a department store and this girl was walking in. I didn't think anything of it at all. But then as soon as I got kind of close to her, I would say within like 6 to 7 feet, I just yelled shield.
Wow.
And it was totally subconscious. And I was like, oh, wow, my energy can really detect. And some of us have energy fields that are more pushed out than others, mm-hmm. especially if you're a person that has had like trauma, or if you're a person who has experienced a lot that makes you push out your energy. You want to be aware of everything. A lot of people who have control issues as well, who want to know about every little thing, or people who are very curious, their energy field has a tendency to be a little bit more further out than other people because of those reasons, if that makes sense. It's like subconsciously they push it out.
Heather, this is so interesting. And I'm thinking that what you're sharing right now ties in to where you started with how we're trained away from our intuition and to trust in others that might know more or be more educated or older, for example. And in what you're sharing now, it's about really trusting that when we feel, because we feel in our bodies, I know exactly what you're speaking of. Some people, their energy takes up more space. And when I encounter that, sometimes I have a little hard of a time understanding what's going on. I know I just feel like they might be standing 5 feet away, but their energy, it's like as if it's right next to me, as if they're standing right next to me. And sometimes I'm so aware of that. And it's kind of like, whoa, this person has big energy. And how to maintain, you know, my presence, my energy, and curious about how to do that. And thinking the word protect helps, or breathing in and kind of holding my breath and like pushing out my energy field a bit are some things I'll do. Are there other ways, like say if we walk into a situation and experience that, how might you handle wanting your field to be bigger and not feel so encroached upon?
Well, for me, the first thing I do is I try to understand why. So I try to understand why I'm feeling their energy, why spirit has led me to this person, because also maybe they need help too. I'm not going to become a therapist. I'm not going to become their reader. I'm not going to pull a Long Island medium on them and start reading them. But I just always like to understand like, hey, I feel like I get myself in predicaments for a reason. So the first thing I'm going to do is just understand it. And let's just say there's no reason. Let's just say it was a coincidence, even though we know those don't exist, right? So the next thing I'm going to do is obviously doing the shield, but I'm also going to pray. I'm going to ask like the angels. And even if you feel like you don't have that ability, you do. You can talk back and forth to them. It's just that so oftentimes our mind is so busy and we have such doubt that we can't hear them. Yeah. But just because, you know, we can't hear them doesn't mean they can't hear us. So that's what I would normally do. And then in a session, if I feel someone's energy really big, and I'll tell them, I'll be like, hey, you need to ask your energy to come more towards you, and you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So many people are running on fumes lately. They have no energy. And I'm like, yeah, because your aura, a healthy aura, is supposed to be an arm's length out, but your aura is like 10, 12 feet. No wonder you're freaking tired, you know?
Wow. Like trying to perceive the environment before walking into it so far out ahead.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
That makes so much sense, Heather.
Yes.
So much sense. How is this for your husband? Because I know you awakened and started really practicing in the way you do after you were married. And I'm just wondering how that was for your relationship.
Oh my, it was funny. It was so funny because it was about 5 years of marriage almost when I just started developing this gift. It was so funny. He didn't know that I was going to a psychic development circle. He thought that I was going to a meditation circle. And then it's so funny. I met him at a restaurant / bar, and I finally I got the confidence up to tell him. And what I did initially was I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a woohoo world. I want to learn something that's so concrete that he will like believe me. Mm-hmm. And at the time, the most concrete thing that I could do was see auras. I learned how to see auras. Mm-hmm. And so I learned all about auras, you know, basically it's the energy field is what we were talking about. And so I tried to tell him, he was stunned and he was scared. He was scared because he was like, what are you talking about? You see things. Like he was just totally apprehensive. Yeah. And it was so funny because I think everybody should do this. I just followed my bliss and what was making me happy and what I felt I needed to do. And I just kind of took any judgment of his and I just pushed it aside, you know, because he would be like, what are you doing? What are you watching those shows for? Like those psychic shows. He'd be like, I can't believe you're getting a tarot card reading. You believe in that stuff? And I slowly came out of that and I'm like, you know, I don't care because this is a part of me and I don't know where it's going to lead, but I want to do it. And so I just let him have his way. And then anytime he asked me questions about it, I thought that he was judging me. Okay. But then I started realizing, I'm like, no, he's curious. And it was so cool. And now because I just let my light shine and I was just being who I am. Now, all of a sudden, he is my biggest fan. Like I'm in the spiritual closet in some of the areas of my life, but he will freaking pull me out all the time. He'll be like, my wife's a psychic and she can do this.
That's beautiful how supportive he's become and trusting. And it sounds like it opened up space within his own heart to something that was dormant within him.
Yeah,
and now makes him really happy. Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about that energy and connecting and then intention and connecting with angels. But it's like the exact same thing when you have past loved ones on the other side. You know, it's like tuning into their energy. And I talk about this a lot, but the law of thermodynamics literally states that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Mm-hmm. And so our soul is made up of energy. And they've improved our body on a soul level is made up of the same thing as the stars. So when we pass, you know, our vessel is gone, but the energy has to go somewhere.
Yes.
And so my husband loves the scientific approach, if you will, of like the other side and talking to them and mediumship. But also he's gotten closer to his past loved ones because of this. So kind of like what you said, he opened up a lot more.
A lot more. So Heather, I want to share Magic Mind with our audience. It's a drink that I drink to help me feel focused. When we come back, I'd love for you to share if you sense if there's anyone with us. And just talk a little more about all of this. Does that sound okay for you?
That sounds perfect.
Okay. Okay. Y'all, you know from listening and watching that I am powered by Magic Mind. It's a little 2-ounce shot that I drink alongside my morning coffee, and I feel anxiety melt away is how I've been describing it. And it's because of the ingredients in Magic Mind, nootropics that help us to feel less anxious, helps with inflammation in our muscles to be soothed, things like lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, ashwagandha, turmeric, vitamin C, and ceremonial grade matcha. And I want to offer you Magic Mind to try them out at a 56% discount for you to do a monthly subscription or 20% off a single order. You can read more about them at magicmind.co/Lisa and use Lisa as the code to take either discount. Joe Rogan has been drinking Magic Mind. A lot of top performers are really looking to nootropics and how can we enhance our brain health at the cellular level. And I love Magic Mind for being a pioneer of that. MagicMind.co/Lisa and use that code Lisa for the discount. Heather.
Ooh, thanks.
Yeah.
That drink sounds delicious, by the way.
It's really good. It's really good. Like, high recommend.
Yes, and all those ingredients you listed too, like that helps with psychic awareness. Just letting you guys know.
Really?
It matters what you put in your body, because the cleaner you eat and the better things that you eat, the more it's going to be easier for you to connect.
I love that you're saying this, because it really is about clarity. And what I learned, I've taken intuitive development and mediumship classes as well. And it's really about trusting, hearing when you sense something, when you feel something, to take it, because it's a different way of learning and perceiving from the environment than just physically what you can touch, like this table I'm knocking on. And I'm wondering for you, do you sense anyone with us? Would be my question.
Oh my gosh. As soon as you asked that, it was so funny, because I started feeling people come through. But I thought was really ironic is I wasn't planning on doing any readings. But then all of a sudden, right before we got on and met, I was like, I need to grab my cards just in case. I usually don't use cards, but yeah. I figured I would bring some on, because I'm like, I think that we might do readings. Before I bring a couple people in, I have to say one thing just in case someone needs to hear this and they're about to drop off. I'm like, I have to say this. And that is like what we just talked about. We are always so scared because we think it's going to be evil spirits and bad spirits and things like that. 99.999% of the freaking time, it's going to be your past loved one trying to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. So now if you put yourself in their predicament, how in the world would you try to haunt them to let them know that you're going to be around? You might move things. You might make the lights flicker. You know, you might do kind of crazy things, and that's how they're trying to reach out to you.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And it was, I feel like it was them. So there's like lots of people that are around. So I feel like you must have like lots of listeners. And so the most predominant one that's coming through right now, I feel like she's saying that she was mom, because I feel like she's saying that she passed in her 50s or maybe even 60s. And then she's also making me feel like it was cancer related and it metastasized. So I really feel like it going all over her body. And I feel like she's very emotional. I feel like she's bringing up the month of May as well. She showed me the number 23, but I wonder if it's 2 and 3, which is a 5.
Okay.
And then I just really feel like she wants to talk. I feel like it's her daughter that's listening. But I feel like she misses that. And I feel like her, like there was a closeness or a desire for a closeness. And I feel like she just really, really wants her to know, like, hey, I'm still with you. Like, hey, we're still here. Wow. Like, we're still together, you know, like there's this feeling of like a best friend kind of feeling. Does that make sense to you?
That's
like
beautiful.
And whoever this belongs to too, you can always reach out to me as well, you know, because I know it's kind of strange right now listening to it afterwards. Oh, are we live? Can we see?
We're not live. This is recorded. I'm putting it out in a couple days. So I feel like the intended person is going to be listening.
Oh, yes, for sure. Oh, my gosh. It's so crazy. And it doesn't even matter if you're listening on the day that this airs. They know already that you're going to be tuning in, because they're going to lead whoever this is for to listen to this podcast. But the message, because I'm going to try and get a couple, because there's two more people that want to come in. But I feel like she just really wants you to know, like, to please keep on going down this path, because she wants to talk to her. It's almost like this really big, like this, she wants to be closer. And one thing that's coming up for me is like my grandma became my best friend after she passed away. And so it's like, you still have this relationship going. It's just that you have to learn how to navigate it, because they don't have a body anymore. So it's a little hard and they're invisible. there's some difficulties, but we can get past that. By the way, there's a dog here. I know it sounds crazy. I'm not really like a dog person, but there's a dog. Yes.
Okay.
Our dogs are around us all the time. And it's so funny because I'm not a big like dog person. I wish I was. I'm not a big animal person, but they're being so cute. And I feel like they had to get put down. I feel like they got sick. Mm-hmm. I feel like they had trouble walking before they passed. And this is like a darker, I feel like it's a darker dog. Sometimes the like a darker black, if you will. And I don't know breeds. I need to learn breeds of dogs, but they're coming through. Like they had like, short to medium length hair, and they're coming through either like on a small to like a medium size. So I wouldn't think that this would be like a Chihuahua or Dachshund. It's one that's a little bit more of a bigger size, but not like a Husky.
Yeah.
I am so sorry, but because I feel like they passed away pretty recently, and I feel like the person that is listening is really sad because they're like they're really in this depression kind of mode, and I feel like they're almost like debating whether or not they should get another dog. I feel like it's a yes, and I feel like this dog might actually come back and incarnate, but I also feel it's so crazy. I hate doing readings like this because I like to know like right away like how spot on it is, but I feel like this person also something about books. books. So something like they need to read books, they need to write books, something along those lines. So definitely reach out to me for that. How are you feeling right now, Lisa?
I'm feeling good. I feel like this is so important. And is the best way for these individuals and others who are interested to reach out to you, is it through therealheatherdanielle.com?
Yes.
What is your preference?
Yes.
Because I feel like people are going to reach out to you because of the show. Where would you like them to...
Yeah, that is my website. I'm also really active on Facebook, Heather Danielle Psychic Medium. I do coffee and cards every Sunday. You know, I do readings for an hour and we just have coffee and we have fun. And it was so much fun. I created a club out of it. So we have a lot of fun. We're actually meeting in person in Florida in August. So if anybody wants to join us and have some fun, we could do that too, because my passion is to teach other people to know what I just did and know how to do it for themselves, because your past loved one is not going to be sticking with me. They're going to go back to you. Cause I remember the first time I went to a medium, I was like, I don't want to leave you because you can talk to my grandmother. And then I didn't want to leave. But it's like, no, they're right there with you. They're done with me now.
No, and you're mentoring and helping others, like you're saying, to stay connected to loved ones and receive these messages for themselves to make our lives easier here.
It's so true. And even if you just get a deck of cards, they can go a long way. So I actually had my mediumship cards out. So it says, I send you loving signs through nature. So butterflies are a big one from them. A big, big birds, you know, like birds is a really big symbolism. And the thing is that's probably from a grandmother. That's what I'm feeling, that there's a grandmother that's trying to reach out and being like, hey, it's me. Don't freak out. And there's something else going with that, is to pay attention to the signs and trust that it's from them.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does.
And and it's so funny because I actually pulled this card earlier, which is, it's not your fault. And I know it sounds kind of crazy. Women come on my left, men come on my right, but there is a man that's here. I feel like he was either quiet when he was alive, or he just wasn't very like talkative and stuff, because he's not saying much. The biggest thing is that message where he's saying, it's not your fault. I feel like he passed really quickly. So this is going to be someone who passed from like a heart attack, or he passed like very quick, like maybe even in the sleep or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And he just wants his family to know. He's saying family to know that there's nothing that they could have done.
Wow.
So yes. And then of course, if we ever meet one-on-one, I'll be able to give you more details and things like that, that will help you really confirm that it is them that I'm truly talking to. And no, I love it too, because I love getting surprised. Sometimes I'm like, really? And that name
it makes
Joey.
You happy. I can tell it makes you happy doing this.
Because I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this came out of my mouth too. That's awesome. And I don't give myself credit. I give them credit, because I'm like, how in the world? It's so hard for them to communicate with us. We live on such a more dense plane. Mm-hmm. So kudos to them for getting the information through to me.
And how do you seal this? Like after right now receiving this and sharing it, is there a way you like to transition before I ask you, you know, concluding our show together? Is there a way, like, by saying thank you or offering appreciation?
You were trained very well in your in your mediumship classes. It's the most important part that people always forget. And that is, first off, releasing them with love and light, saying thank you, giving gratitude. I do all of the time. And then I close myself up. I literally imagine, or I take my hand and put it over my crown chakra, and then I say I'm closed. Because you don't want to be following, you know, having everybody's past loved ones following you everywhere.
Right. Beautiful. How do you want to conclude with this, Heather? And even things that you're looking forward to that our listeners can join in with you and be a part of?
Okay. Well, the first thing I just have to say, though, is, you know, really trust in those signs, okay? Those little ones, the little coincidences. If you even think for a second that it's a sign from your past loved one, then say, hey, give me another sign. Confirm this. Talk back to the signs. It's a two-way communication. And then, hey, if you like my vibe and you want to hang out during coffee and cards, I'll be there. It's live on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, and we chill for an hour. And then if you want to learn more about this and cards and mediumship and psychic stuff, and you don't have a support system, because that's the biggest thing, is being around like-minded people who know exactly what you're going through, who have embraced the fears, have done it anyways, or might still even be scared, then definitely check out my coffee and cards club, because we hang out. We do two circles a month. We also do office hours. We are just hanging. We're spiritual peeps. We are an awesome.
Whoops, Heather. Something might have come unplugged.
Non-judgment.
There you are.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
There you are. You're back.
I just lost electricity.
It's okay. You're back.
Do you want me to repeat that or are we good?
The last thing that was shared was about coffee and cards twice a month.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And then we have a psychic development circle twice a month. And then we also have office hours where we come on, chat, answer any questions. We even have in-person meetups too if you want to join us. And that's where a lot of that fun happens because it's really important to have that spiritual tribe that's going to have your back, who knows what you're going through and is thinking the same way as you. It's so important.
Beautiful. I really appreciate you coming on the show. I felt such a resonance with you. And I just love it. It's so striking how you light up doing this work that you're doing. I sense it doesn't even feel like work because it flows through you. And the blessing and gift for the people even on this show that you were able to let them know about being loved, being with them, the doggy, the man saying it's not your fault, the grandmother, all of it. Wow. Thank you.
It's such a blessing. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited. And I just can't thank you enough. I love sharing this word. So
you're so welcome. And I love your coffee and cards. I think it's genius.
Oh, yes. It was so much fun. And I love it. I look forward to it. It's worth getting up at 9 a.m.
Right. To do and share that morning with people.
It's like my family. That's what it is. It's like it's peeps that I look forward to seeing with and being with every time. And when you leave that time, you don't have to stay on for the whole hour. But when you leave, you're uplifted. And you just felt like you spent some time with some of your best friends.
I feel like this show is uplifting. Your energy, my energy, to really help people feel better about life and know that angels and deceased, in air quotes, loved ones are still with us. It's just reaching for them where they are now.
Exactly.
Compared to where they used to be.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Heather.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me. It has been like an honor and just so amazing.
Same for me. I hope you have a really wonderful rest of your afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. That concludes today's show with Heather Danielle. Check her out on Facebook, Heather Danielle Psychic Medium, on YouTube at Heather Danielle Psychic Medium, on Instagram at @spiritual_HeatherDanielle, and on the web, therealheatherdanielle.com. And with that, I send you all of my love, and I'll be with you next week. Mwah.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. Reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.